You ready for this, Mike?
Mate, it's something else, really.
I've heard stories.
Yeah.
The Electrician Podcast, powered by Schneider Electric. We're bringing you the electrical industry experts you need to hear to discuss the topics you need to know about.
Hey guys, and welcome to the latest episode of the Electrician Podcast, powered by Schneider Electric. I am Harrison Mudge, and I'm from Expert Trades, and I am joined by two fantastic sparks. I've got Nick Bundy and Mike Page on the line. Guys, how are you both this evening?
All good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, fantastic, mate. Well, you know what? That's a lie. I'm a little bit under the weather, but I thought I'd soldier
Sorry,
on.
Harry, I was talking to Mikey. Mike, you're right, mate.
Oh, okay.
I'm good.
Already booting me out of this conversation. Unbelievable. Mike, how are you before I take over this show?
I'm great, thanks. Thanks for having me on. Go on. What's up? What's up with you?
I'm poorly, boy.
You know, I was out on site today, guys. I was, you know, I was working, holding my camera as I do. And I don't know. I think I got a bit of a chill and now I feel a little bit under the weather. Not sure. The cold hurts my bones. What can I say?
It's
anyway,
rage, mate. It's all it is, right?
Sounds like you need an apprentice.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. That's why we're trying to staff up. Let's get into the meat of bones of this, guys. I wanted you both on today because I think this is kind of a bit of a layup to a show that's coming in the near future. We're going to actually get Michael Steckler on, CEO from Tradify. But I think as a bit of a precursor to that, I think it'd be important to just have a bit of a conversation about kind of just understanding guys and girls that go into self-employment, what that was like, how people are sort of dealing with all that at the moment. Because I think that, you know, there's a lot of kind of one, two-man bands, bigger businesses out there, but fundamentally, they've all kind of started in the same place. And I'd just be interested to see where you guys began and kind of how things have changed over the time, because technology has exploded over the years. How has that impacted your guys' businesses?
Mikey, after you, mate, go on, Mike. Sure. I'll chuck you into the deep end first.
I'll take the reins. I mean, Nick's probably far more qualified in terms of running an electrical contracting business. I've been self-employed my whole career, but more the sort of subby route, and that's just because I work in the commercial industrial sector, and that's largely how it works. But yeah, I've always been a sole trader up until a couple of years ago. Now I'm a limited company. I'm also VAT registered. So that's interesting.
That sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, big time. Yeah.
It's no one enjoys
kit.
That.
It's good for kit. Everything's cheaper, but everything's what you're also more expensive.
Do you also know what's better than kit for being VAT registered? Being an influencer and getting it all for free. Yeah. Even better.
Look, I don't know. Sony haven't sorted me out a new camera yet, to be fair. Oh,
I love a word, mate. I love a word.
But yeah, it's been weird for me, I guess, because I've always been self-employed, and now I've got two limited companies, but one doing electrics. But I've always sort of subbed for, you know, the same people. You know, it's changed over the years, but the same. I'm never normally getting work from more than three places. Obviously, you, Nick, you're working all over the place, different people.
Like 15, 16 people a week. Different. Yeah. Some weeks, you know what I mean? It's
But back in the day when I first started at 16, I would literally grab all of my receipts and stuff them into a drawer in my bedroom. And when I actually used to do my self-assessments by myself, I paid an accountant to do it the first year, and it was like 500 quid, and I was on £30 a day, and I'd only worked half the year. So that 500 quid was like, I don't know, 3 weeks wages
crippling.
Or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, nah, there's a better way. But I had the login and stuff because it's obviously my tax account. So after that, like 17, 18, 19, all the way up until I went limited. Now I have an accountant, but I literally done it all myself, working off of what my accountant had done and uploaded. I just changed the figures for the other year, and it never got pushed back. It always went through fine. I don't advise it because I didn't actually know what I was doing, but it was always fine. But it was always, yeah, a load of receipts stuffed into a drawer at home, covered in coffee. I'd lose them. And I'd literally put them all in a folder, in a plastic folder, and write on a big bit of paper 16/17 receipts and tax return, put that bit of paper over the front, and then it's still in my loft, I think, somewhere. But yeah,
you've got to keep them for 5 years, is it?
Five years. I've still got them anyway. But and I've always been like that, a bit chaotic when it comes to organization, to be fair. And now I have an accountant who moans at me for being on holidays. But that's my history, I guess, with like being self-employed and like working. Obviously, yours is very different, Nick, isn't it?
Yeah, so similar boat to a point. My dad was self-employed. My mom did all of my dad's paperwork, books. I'm dyslexic. I'm quite dyslexic. My dad was on a different level to me. My mom is the only person that could read his handwriting. It was incredible. Different language completely. It wasn't even from this planet anyway. And so my mom, as I went self-employed, she showed me the reins of how to run, in quotes, people can't see this, but successful business. He was a painter, so not that difficult. And sorry, these two are shaking their heads at me. They're not the wrong way. And there was no legal requirement back then to have anything digital. So we could keep, like you say, a handful of receipts, but I would have plastic folders, April receipts, March, all that sort of stuff. Throughout the year, I would have a green book. Some people would know exactly what I'm on about. It was a hardback paper book, green one that you put accounts in and you just fill it in all the way through. And obviously like an Excel spreadsheet, it would just transfer all the way through the numbers. You fill it in. We did our own self-assessment for the first 2 years. And then it got to a point where it was like, my mom was like, I'd rather you pay an accountant. And I've still got the same account from back then, but it was like such an effort. Like I would put it off so much. I was like, went and self-employed at like, I think it was 17, 18. I can't quite remember what it was. And it was just the worst. It really was, just because I would rather be down the pub or playing rugby or both, to be honest. And it soon catches up on you. You don't keep your receipts, which happened so many times. Lost them down the side of the van, never asked for one at the till. Wholesalers, the list goes on. We've all been there. And it was the same thing with me. Like, we're just getting customers' phone calls. I would do the same as my dad, right on the back of my hand with a biro or a Sharpie or on the back of a McDonald's cup or anything, to the point where I get home and go, make sure someone rang me today. And I just, that was it. There was the lost customer, lost client. And that's just the way it was done back then. And I can hand on heart say I probably lost well over £100,000, if not more, worth of work in the first 5 years of being self-employed through just being incompetent.
Yeah, I think the one of the common things that we've learned, like working with loads of trades through expert trades, is that, every trade, Sparky, plumber, painter and decorator, plasterer, whoever it is.
Who? What was the last one? Sorry.
Please don't spit. You guys get into the trade because you're very hands-on people. But what happens is you end up becoming an accidental business owner, because it's like, I just want to do the job. I want to be a spark. But then it's like you're saying, you've got all this admin that I guess the question
there
is,
it's the worst part of the job.
Does anyone ever educate you on that? Like, whether if you're coming up through apprenticeships or anything like that, is the business side brought into it?
That's like a massive hot take, I think. And it's almost quite offensive, because maybe 5 years ago, I would take offense to it too. But now I've got like an e-commerce business and a electrical business that I've got.
Tell me about the e-commerce business quickly, Mark. Let's have a little plug here. Loadout, is it?
Something like that. What's the domain?
One of the, the main tools.
Loadout.shop.
Link in the description, guys, in case.
Looking like, from what I know now, 5 years ago, I would have took offense to this, but I think a lot of people get into the trade because they're good tradesmen. But I think a lot of good tradesmen far better than me, regardless, the skill doesn't come into it, aren't good business people, because I'm an electrician trying to run an e-commerce business, and I trip up every day because I try and solve problems in a completely different sector of business now in the same way. There's got to be a way around it with an engineer, and it's different. And I think that's where a lot, obviously some people are good at it, some people want to put the time in. I also think some people enjoy it. I also think you could be the best tradesman in the world, but business management is mundane. A lot of it, it's not exciting. And people can be lazy.
Most tradesmen that I know do not want to sit behind a desk.
Oh, yeah. I was up at 6 a.m. every day, home at 6 at night, grafting. But when it comes to like admin and stuff, I'd be so lazy. But I'm not a lazy person, I'm not lazy at work, sort of. So it's... I think it's that. And that's why, like you say, get a good accountant, because
it's worth the money.
Alleviate so much stress. Yeah. And where I was doing my own books, I weren't doing it the most efficient way. Not anything, not like tax evasion, but there's just ways to do it efficiently. You know, there's things you can claim back. There's relief here, relief there. And where I was doing it myself, thinking I knew what the crack was, I really wasn't, you know, getting the most out of it as well. So I definitely recommend getting an accountant. And that's someone who'd done their own self-assessment for like 10 years. And it was, looking back, it's probably one of the worst things I've done. But
yeah, I think when you go through this headache of admin, like it can make you quite kind of resent the job that and the career path that you've gone down, because you're like, I just wanted to be on the tools and do a good job. Now I've got to spend my evenings after a long day's graft behind a computer doing all my admin. Yeah.
Well, the work never stops. People think when you're self-employed, you know, you work at Tesco, you start at 9, you finish at 5, you go home, you don't think about it until the next day. Self-employed life, you never stop. Like, honestly, I get customers now because of YouTube as well, ringing me up at bloody 11:30 at night. My phone's going next to me, and I'm like,
and that's a whole other job in itself as well. YouTube,
mate,
channel.
Mental. Like, we can get onto that some other podcast and some other point, but it's it just never ever stops. Ever. Like, you cannot be self-employed and just think, right, unless you turn your phone off and you can go, I can switch off. But the moments I did that, I turn my phone off and go, right, I'm on holiday. It'd be on within 5 minutes thinking, oh, you know, someone needs a call out or this. And I feel some form of responsibility for my past customers if you know, it's tripped or I need to go back or I need to help someone. And yeah, you get attachments, especially when they're your customers. It's not like they're just a number on a sheet. You've got a rapport, relationship, and they trust you and like you. Like, you always want to make sure that there's a good taste in their mouth after you leave, not in a weird way. That came out wrong. But it just moves into time and technology. We all had smartphones back then. You know, we're not as old as Harry. I grew up with phones. So, and there were smartphones as well. It wasn't like back in the day when you clicked on the Internet Explorer, you were like, oh, Jesus, turn off quickly because my mom's going to shower at me.
Credit, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, my razor. I clicked in my pocket and it's Motorola Razor. That was Harry. You might remember that. And
how old do you think I am?
No, you're only about 2 years older than me, aren't you?
I did have a birthday recently, yeah. So.
Oh, have you? Happy birthday, mate. Happy 40th.
Cheers, mate. Cheers.
Don't
look a day over 34, though, do I?
No, you don't, mate. I would say 33, if anything.
Oh, you sweetheart. You absolute
is that
sweetheart.
Is that because he's 2 years older than you, Nick?
No, I'm 31. I turned 31, well, last month.
Last year.
Yeah. Yeah. But so like moving into the next step is like with the technology growing and you can go on the internet on your phone and you don't have to cry that your mom's going to shout at you later on and your credit runs out. You got to text a mate saying, can I lend 10p for a text? It's just obviously the apps progressed, the internet's progressed and then companies have popped up. I'm going to do Harry's plug here, which is Tradeify. Like that, mate. Listen. Smooth.
Yes, mate. I'll be back when you guys have finished the show. Yeah,
yeah, no, sorry. Back to Harry.
it was a perfect segue, mate. You should have rolled on to it. But I guess, you know, and not even just Tradeify, but I think that just technology in general, like you say, it has facilitated so many things and everything is so much easier now. Like, I think there has been an interesting tipping point, though, because say maybe probably about 6 years ago, we were trying to get people to expert trades. We were trying to get them to go digital because there were still people with, like you say, piles of receipts and things like that. And it's like, you know, whatever the platform is, get whether it's a spreadsheet, a document, or whatever, just digitize it. And I just thought it was crazy how many people were still pen and paper, back of McDonald's box, like you're saying.
So this is since I started YouTube, because the law only came into effect, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, like 3 years ago that you have to do digital accounting. 2-3 years ago.
They've been trying to make it digital for a while, like transitioning, but I think they've set a cutoff and it was a couple of years ago now where it's all digital.
I was still pen and paper. I absolutely detested. I don't know if it's because of the way I am with the way I've always worked. I've always ran the business myself. Since I left home, I took over. My mom stopped helping. Well, I'd say she stopped helping me. I was like, I'm a big boy now. I can do this by myself. I was only 29 years old. And I'm joking. And so I did it all myself, but everything, I really struggle not doing stuff written down, like pen and paper. I don't like reading computer screens and this and that and the other. And I still had a box of receipts, but mine were every time I took a picture of it. And then that's when the smart accounting software appeared. You got Sage, you've got QuickBooks.
Zero.
Zero. And that's when I started using them and taking pictures. And it just became easier where I could literally go, take a picture, I could just chuck it in the bin. But I never chucked it in the bin. I kept it in a folder that said April 2020, just in case. And I put it down. I still got more like you. But it made life simpler because at the end of the month, it would all automatically use its software and calculate it all and do it for you. Pass on to your accountant. And then Tradeify came along for me when I first started YouTube, I think like 6 months in, and said, give this a blend, see how you get on with it. And it took me probably about 4 hours to figure it out because I'm not tech savvy, believe it or not, even though...
Did they come to you or did you...
Yeah, so they came to me, yeah. So I saw them on someone else's channel and I was like, I think it was Luke, My Trust Electrician. Do you remember Luke?
Yeah.
So I saw Luke's channel. I was like, oh, that's decent. And then a couple of weeks later, I got a phone call, a text message and said, yeah, we see what you're doing. Do you want to try this out? And it's the first like ever software that I've ever done for like invoicing. Because to me, it was still a Word document on the computer. Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so, I'd had a template and I just deleted everything and then re-uploaded stuff. That's the way I did it. And so I'd have never a customer database. This is what always annoyed me is I would never have, well, like in my phone book, you know, name, address, email address, telephone number. It was just a name on an invoice and I'd have to search that out to find the address and then what job I'd done for them. And I tried it out, took about 4 hours to figure it out and get used to it. And as soon as I did that, I literally never looked back. And everyone who watches my channel and the YouTube stuff is it's easy for me to vouch for something and promote something that actually works. Mm. It's so much simpler and it's made my life, well, a lot easier because I don't waste time doing that now. I can do a billion other things, so.
Yeah. I think one of the questions or one of the common themes that I see though for people is when you're trying to pull them through to try and make this transition is like that, like you say, that 4 hours it took you to get familiar with it. But like that feels like the world when it's like, yeah, but I've just got to do my paperwork tonight. I've not got 4 hours. But I think that the key message there is you need to, if you spend 4 hours now on this or any platform.
Hundreds of hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, really I think does. It's also like most people, I mean, my two businesses are literally my baby. Like, I'm obsessed with them and so over controlling, I guess, and over protective of them. And when you're just asking someone to be like, yeah, like the way you're doing everything, that's cool. But like, just move it all onto here, just everything onto here. And I guess that could be overwhelming, but you've just got to look at the results. I think there's like, last time I checked, there's like 35,000 people or something. Are on it at any one time, and they're on it for a reason. You know what I mean? Like, if you got that amount of people on there, it works, but it's probably overwhelming for people, especially as well. Like, the average age of a tradesman is older rather than younger. I mean, I think they're worried about there's not enough young people coming in, and you know, older people can generally not being ageist, but you know, it's harder to adopt. Yeah, it's harder to adopt a newer technology. I mean,
you're setting your ways, right?
I'm scared of that new Apple headset. You know, that scares me, and I'm 27. Do you know what I mean? That freaks me out.
Yeah, what's it called?
The Vision Pro.
Yeah,
very cool.
It looks very good, but that freaks me out, man. Like, that's, yeah, I don't know how I feel about it, but and I'm 27. Do you know what I mean? So not.
Well, I thought about that recently. Me and Harry were in a chat about the AI stuff. You know, when you. It's put photographers realistically out of business. Some of them, some of that don't utilize it. It's mental.
Yeah.
And this is like dipping our toes into it. You give it 2 years, you make a full blown YouTube video without even filming anything. That's the way it's going.
I think that's the key point there, though, right? Is what we're saying is like technology is actually like enabling people to be much more productive, though. Like if you're going to be set in your ways, you're going to get left behind now because there is so many new things out there that make life easier. Like with something like Tradeify, if it's aggregating all your quotes and invoices, customer databases, reminders, things like that, like that's repeat business. And I assume, Nick, tell me if I'm wrong, but it does all that sort of stuff in the background, right? So if you...
Yeah, so I can run through some... I don't use Tradeify to its potential whatsoever. I use a couple of key functions which help me literally take the edge off all the stuff I was doing before. Like it simplifies, it puts it in one place. So do the quotes and estimates. Well, first of all, it's linked to my website. So you can turn around and request an inquiry. You put your name, address, you can attach pictures of the job and all that sort of stuff. So I can take that, click action, move it across, put them straight in a customer. They've already filled their stuff in. They've
now really
them
smart,
as a customer database. Really, yeah. Which to me was, and I've said it time again, to have a customer database is, which I've never had. It was just like, I look at all these people I've worked for and all these, but I was like, I'm doing something right. Like, yeah, getting all this stuff in. And then you move it across and you obviously you can go backwards and forwards and you move across to a quote estimate. But it's not just as simple as that. You can change the drop boxes of how you invoice. You can change it to like quote, estimate. There's several other options, but I don't really use them. It's different for different companies that employ one person to 100 people or whatever. It varies so much, but removing that, they accept it. So not only do they accept it, they sign it and the terms and conditions that you put on yourself. So let's say if someone wanted me to rewire the house and I put a 50% deposit down, I do it and something goes wrong and they don't pay me. I now have what I didn't have before, a document that's signed by them where I can go, right, well, I'm sorry, but you're going to small claims court. I've done what we agreed. You have signed that online. You know, that's little things with the terms and conditions and the trackability.
Paper trail of everything.
Paper trail, the traceability.
And it's all in one place as well.
It's just one app. It's one app. And what I found fascinating, and it still baffles me, is when I send out that quotation / estimate, I can see on the activity log below at the bottom of the screen if they've received the email and they've opened the email at what time. And I was like, that's a game changer for anyone in the trade where you can go, right, I'll give them 24 hours. I'll drop them a cheeky text or a little phone call saying, how did you send it across last night? How did you get on? Is there anything you want me to change? You know, and you can play the, they don't know they've seen it. And I've said it enough on my channel anyway, so people that get me off YouTube understand how it works. But you can then go there, right, because you've opened it, you've obviously thought about it for 24 hours, how can I win this job? You know, I want it, what can I do? And it's a great tool, I think, just from that itself is such a key point in winning jobs and losing jobs. Because most of the time back in the day, we could send a text, we could send an email. It gets a fart in the wind, it just disappears and you have no idea if it's ever seen. So I would normally back then, in a week's time, text them to say, can you check your spam folder, you received it? To see, you know, what they're saying, you know, and if you don't get a reply, you know, it's just because you're too expensive or they found someone else. But at least with this, you can just see what is going on within the job itself and the customer. And obviously, once the job is done, accepted, you go outside, you shut the door, you click send, quote, or convert to invoice, sends the invoice off. Before you've left their driveway, your paperwork is done for the evening. Like, it's that's what's got me so much with my free time in the evening is here to be able to film and edit YouTube videos where I'm not doing my paperwork all the time.
Yeah, it's powerful. It's so powerful.
It's different for you because being self-employed and I have to do all that. It's different for you because you get sent stuff, don't you?
Yeah. So I mean, I still do invoices and stuff like that, but it's generally, you know, fortnightly if it's for the same company. It might be that evening if I'm doing just one that evening, it's generally a one-off anyway. But the company I sub to, they do commercial, industrial and domestic work. But domestic work probably makes up less than 10% of their work, to be honest with you. But they have an inquiries form for domestic work, which is linked through to Tradeify. And I have it, but I've promoted the app on my channel and stuff like that. I've downloaded the software, got my head around it because I want to do it justice if I'm promoting it. I do believe in it. I just don't necessarily have a need for it, I suppose, at the minute. I'm not running around doing my own jobs. I'm subbing out a couple of days a week. But if I was running my own business, I were 100% one of the first things I'd be doing.
Can you see now the difference between, let's say, what I was doing back in the day with a Word document to what you are now that you need to send, let's say, two invoices off to the people you've been working for? Is it simple? Is it quick? Is it easy?
It is for me, but I mean, I'm only doing one or two every fortnight. So, and it would almost overcomplicate it if I was doing them every day, 100%, it would be, and I'd hate it. And also I'm sending them to the same people. So I change the invoice number and I might change the amount if I've done some overtime or something. But apart from that, the whole invoice stays the same, you know, and they're paying my CIS, they're paying my tax, and that, you know, there's benefits to using that system. But if I was, say, if I didn't have load out and I wanted to start my own business, generally I'd start my own business. I'd love to do commercial industrial because that's what I do, but I'd probably have to pick up a lot more domestic work because I'm out on my own. I'm building my own thing. One of the first things I'd be doing is downloading Tradeify just because I know how it works. And I've also been on it as a minion, you know, so it's a terrible word to use, but for lack of a better one, as a minion. And I've been sent jobs through on it. You can clock in, clock out. You can write notes on it, upload photos, which is great for like, oh, this didn't go to plan, or this didn't fit, or this needs making good, etc. And with the company that I sub to, it's like 20 electricians, 4 people in the office. There's an accountant, there's an admin girl, like there's a proper hierarchy there. And it works. I can see how it works for them, where they log onto the app, they see where I am, they see what time I've got there. They've seen that I've had to pop to the wholesalers and get this and that. They can also obviously liaise with the customer and everything like that without me. Obviously, I'm there, you know, giving the customer a smile, doing the work, but I'm not having to get involved with any of the back end stuff, I suppose, between the customer and the business, because although I'm wearing a t-shirt, the company's name, I am just a subby, you know, and I don't necessarily know the details of what they've agreed and stuff. So
I can correct, see correct me if I'm wrong, guess from your side, you cannot see the price of the job or anything on it.
If,
you
did get if they don't want you to, and at the one I'm on, at the start it was because no one cared, but I think as the company's got a bit bigger, it's very closed off as to what you can and can't see. And part of that as well is just, you know, when you've got 20 Sparkies and stuff like that, people do nick jobs and nick customers and stuff like that. You know, yeah, you have to be careful with stuff like that. So hopefully it doesn't happen to anyone, but you know, it does happen. So I can see why businesses would want that functionality, and I get it. I get it for sure. The customer might not also want you to know that, I guess, and things like that. So, but yeah, it's very smart. I feel like I'm being more accountable and more efficient for the business when I'm using it, like,
yeah,
as a minion for the, you know, because I've been at that company 6 years before they had stuff like Tradify. They've also got another one, more commercial based, where you can like do full like reports on like commercial installations, called like site audit or something. It's really geared up for like commercial sort of jobs, but and they use that again too, because it makes sense with a big company, because we used to just have a WhatsApp group, you know, and there's that, you, 1 minute you've got a meme going on there, the next minute someone's organizing what time you're getting down the pub that day, then someone's sending their test results on there, you know, amongst it all, and we've got guys, man, that write it down like still, we got older
spots and crayon,
write it down literally on, you know, on whatever, and we've got people who write it on their notes and copy and paste it over, or people who write out a test sheet in pencil, take a photo of it.
Well, hideous, and, you know, and hideous. So, there's like a place in jail for them somewhere.
yeah and like I can see why they have one Site Audit Pro and two Tradify, because all the people just upload it all on there, and they also deal with a lot of the HR stuff through there. Again, I'm not there full-time anymore, but there would be like notices put on there and stuff like that, and like announcements and stuff, like there's loads of cool things you can do like that. So it was working for them. It was working for them. I think what they really need to do is get, and they might even, I'm out of touch, but they need to get electrical test sets on there. You can do plumbing ones,
already,
right?
Already done.
Is it on there?
I was going to jump to it.
No way.
I haven't used them yet. And I only haven't reused them because I'm just waiting for my easy cert software renewal to run out. Like, as soon as it's gone, I'm going to jump across.
Makes sense.
Is that an existing certificate app that you've got
there? Yeah, so I already paid the subscription, which costs an arm and a leg, to be honest, and it's always been done well for me. But there was, but
it's
two
separate, isn't it? As now you can have it,
put it together. So like, there's two key things. So I used EasyCert before, well, I still do, and once I finished that on my iPad, let's say I just literally click share. As you click share on the certificate, a Tradify app pops up. So you click that, and then it goes, would you like to put it onto a quotation, an invoice, an estimate, all this stuff. Invoice, Mrs. Smith.
It's still integrated
then. Yeah, so like external software still works. So I put it share, link to that invoice, and then I go back to Tradify, email it, and then attachments across, and I can send it across. So you can still send external certification software through it. One other thing, when I did all the, you know, the massive spam of EICRs as of, yeah, 2 years ago, is sites. So I worked for an estate agent. We did 200 maybe something in the EICRs across the year. So we put the estate agent's name as the customer and then the sites. So every single site was a different address, which had the customer's details, who lived there. That to me was like, I wouldn't even have thought about that in a piece of software. And when I looked at it and showed it, I was like, because obviously it's the same banking that I need to send the invoice to every single time, the same person, same email address. And it just was like, it's stuff that I wouldn't have thought of. It would have been, to me, it was a new customer every time for that address. And like they say, they brought out the certification now through the software itself. So I'm yet to have a play with it yet, so I can't comment, but it's it can only get better and better. And the good thing about Tradeify as well, they have a Facebook, even though I'm not on Facebook anymore, because
yeah,
people were weird with me online. I'm not even going to get there. Mikey knows the story. And yeah, so I come off it, but they had a Facebook group where it was everyone that was involved or paid for Tradeify, and everyone gave their, you know, this has happened today, you know, this is frozen, this is working really well, can we change this? And they listen to their customers, which is a cool thing. And there's not many people in the in our industry that listen to actual customers that pay to go, can we have some reviews and we actually want to change so it actually works for everyone? And it's really beneficial. There's updates all the time and it's always tweaking and changing, which is a great thing to see.
Yeah. No, that's it's nice to see that. I think it's you need it with a tech company as well, I think, because it's like almost not detached. If anything, it's part of your phone, which is basically part of you. But I think because you're dealing with tech and stuff like that, you need that support like they've got, where you can go on a Facebook group. I think that's great. And I think tech companies that don't do that or have that instant live chat or that live support system, I think they're really letting you down.
Old school. Yeah.
It genuinely sounds like a proper all singing, all dancing piece of kit. Like I know back in the day, there was loads of different apps that kind of did a few things, but at the time, because it was kind of a growing landscape, even from the tech side of things or what they could provide, there was always like, well, this thing kind of does quoting and invoicing, but doesn't have the certs, or does the certs, but doesn't do quoting and invoicing and things like that. It sounds like Tradeify has just got that all together. Like,
smashing it out. Yeah.
I've looked on the website and they like cover all trades as well. So it's not even just like a Sparks thing.
It's everyone.
If you are in the trade, they've got you basically, which is pretty impressive. Guys, thank you for joining me on the show tonight. I appreciate your expert opinion on this. Appreciate the support you've given me. I am just a lonely marketer. That's about it. You guys are doing the real hard graft out there. So I appreciate you joining me on the show. I'm actually looking forward to maybe not the next one, but a show coming up very soon for the listeners. We will have the CEO, Michael Steckler, on the show. And hopefully we'll have Nick and Mike back on as well. Make sure you don't miss it. Hit that subscribe button and we'll speak to you all again very soon.
Thanks for listening. If you are enjoying this show, please leave a review. Hit subscribe and stay tuned for more episodes.